love. And the good times that we had, I'll be missing love. I'll be missing you and your love, your love, your love. When I think of you and the two of us together, it felt so good for so long. It was you and me forever. Now you walk away, maybe for the better. So tell me something true. Will you miss my love? Will you miss my love? All the good times that we had, will you miss my love? Will you miss me and my love, my love, my love? When I see you again, I wanna show you how I love you. You were my one true friend, and I cherish every moment I got to spend with you. I have so much inside of me, I wanna tell you something true. I've been missing love. Yeah, I've been missing love. All the good times that we had, I've been missing love. I've been missing you and your love, your love, your love. I don't wanna waste your time. Change your mind. Are you better off alone? Girl, you stole my heart, and I'm losing you. I'm losing you.
Welcome to the Memoirs of Her. This is your host, Sandera Mendez, once again on the Memoirs of Her. H standing for humble, E standing for exquisite, and R standing for resilience. Please be advised, this is a podcasting session coming to you with an adventurous and humorous life journey of a mysterious woman, including her accounts in life. So, before I even begin, I want to wish everyone a Happy New Year's who is listening to Saturday night's show on the Memoirs of Her. And I hope that you guys have an invigorating and wonderful new year to come. And of course, have your New Year's resolution set as far as what you want to do and how you want to execute accordingly. So once again, Happy New Year. And I wish you all great cheers. Okay, so with that being said, Tonight's show is about why do people return to relationships from their past? It was a question that was presented to me through a friend, and it inspired me to want to talk about that on tonight's show. So, even though, you know, when this title was presented to me, my friend in particular, you know, highlighted that they were reading a book in regards to why people return back to their past relationships and leave the people that they are currently with, you know. So I just briefly came to an epiphany that, you know, sometimes some people go back to their relationships for, you know, codependent reasons, and some people go back to the relationship out of unconditional love. And a lot of times, you know, people might find themselves in situations where it's a different person, but same situation and outcomes that keep repeating itself in relationships, either because the person have not, you know, learned the lesson from the previous one, or because the person still have unresolved feelings, unresolved issues with someone prior in their relationship. So it's affecting the current relationship with the new person because they haven't really either closed that chapter or found closure in a previous relationship that they either left or, you know, went to a new one, new relationship, and, you know, there's still feelings and situations or circumstances lingering. Such as, for example, some situations are caustic, whereas, you know, let's say something tragic happened in a relationship, and for whatever reason you had to leave that relationship, it was for a good cause. And you realize at the end of the day that, okay, you either married to this person, or two, you have children with this person. And because you found out who this person is and what this person is all about, it may not be something that you like. It may not coexist with your values and beliefs. And you know that you and this person don't get along, but you guys have ties together. So sometimes that can be traumatic to some people, and sometimes that could be torturous. But in a good event of the situation, some people might realize that in spite of, you know, there being, you know, dislikes and likes in the relationship and why people go their separate ways, sometimes they start to rediscover that they always love the person, whether you have ties with the person that you're married with or you have children in common with. Sometimes you realize you love them, and that whatever issues that you had with that person, you needed to either heal and be able to outgrow to become a better and greater person, because sometimes we allow grudges to stifle our perception, stifle our growth and moving forward in life because of our experiences and perceptions on situations. So sometimes we might be angry at ourselves because we find ourselves still loving and caring about a person who may not be the best for us, or who may not be the good of a person, you know. But at the end of the day, we all choose our battles. We have to, you know. And at the end of the day, whether you leave or you stay with the person, you always have to realize that culprit, or that big fat elephant in the situation. Some people try to ignore it, some people try to avoid it. But the more you do it, the more worse it gets, you know. So I explained, in lame terms, I explained to my friend in particular, I told them that, listen, hey, you know, maybe some people go back to the relationships and leave the people that they are currently with, because I call those relationships rebounds. But at the end of the day, you know, some people may genuinely leave the person that they are with and be honest with the people and go back to the people that they love, because there's something there that's unfinished or unresolved that needs to be solved, or something that needs to be completed, you know. And this is why some people go back to their relationships, because it makes no sense to start all over in a new relationship. At times, depending on the situation, the circumstance, and time period, it doesn't make sense to be with someone and start all over, you know, all over with the person, trying to relearn who the person is and learning that you there's dislikes and likes, when you already got accustomed to someone who you develop unconditional love from the very beginning. So it's almost as if you have to force yourself to love somebody, but still have the same circumstances, the situation at hand that you have to either resolve as a person and in a relationship to that person. So when you realize, let's say sometimes some people might come get an epiphany through therapy or through a psychologist that, you know what, you still love this person. Why don't you reach out to this person? Why don't you apologize to this person? Or why don't you tell this person how you really feel to just gain or get that relief, you know? But some people are so stuck in superficial relationships that they are comfortable, and they are comfortable with being inauthentic in their relationships, you know, hypothetically speaking. Okay, so this leads to the question, how many of us have found ourselves in a predicament whereas our past catches up with our future? And oftentimes we find ourselves having to go back to either completing a karmic cycle, society debt, or bring closure to a situation or end a contract. For whatever the reason is, we have to return to the past we either weren't comfortable in, accepting of, or open to completing due to a change of heart or lack of understanding. So, however, in essence of truth, unfinished business can be also be the reason between two people or more rehashing their relationship to one another. Which leads to the topic, once again, why do people return to relationships from the past? I divided this topic into three categories as far as, you know, why most people will return back to their relationship or whatever they had going on from the past. Now, some has to do with business-to-business relationships. I divided it into types, categories, once again, family relationships, friendships, and romantic relationships. Those are the four main categories that I came up with that this topic on tonight applies to, why people return back from their past. Okay, so on tonight on the Memoirs of Her podcast, I will share my views on the types of relationships we may return to in our past, the issues that are at stake, and how and why most people go back to their relationships, and what we should do to maintain our future and maintain the peace in all relationships that we may develop over time. Okay, so the first things first is business to business relationships. And I wanted to start off by saying with a quote by Richard Dufos. He stated, "Money cannot buy peace of mind. It cannot heal ruptured relationships or build meaning into a life that has none." And this statement was basically by Richard Dufos, and it basically means that money cannot solve all things. Even if you are a person living in poverty, it still won't be able to solve anything, especially if you don't have no financial literacy or no financial education or concepts on business in particular and how to take care of yourself with a residual income. So I just use that statement, you know, as a opening to just highlight that even when we feel that certain things are fulfilling, sometimes it's just temporary and, you know, and fleeting. Okay, so this is how I interpreted the quote. So once again, business to business relationships, why some people, you know, return back to their relationships and what causes the issues of them even splitting in the first place. So some partners split due to three main issues, which are imbalance of contributions in the business, misunderstandings, and lack of expansion in business. And this usually happens a lot in non-for-profit organizations or businesses. Okay, so when I talk about unequal contributions, meaning, for example, if one of the partners have a lot more money and the other have a lot more time to invest, so let's say it takes a simple discussion for both partners to have, right? So to prevent any inequality, both partners should have a decision or make a decision about who will invest the money and who will invest the time. So in addition to a protocol and procedure in place to implement for just in case, you know, things need to be explained about each partner's role, or for let's just say, for example, one partner falls ill and needs time away from the work to regain back their health and resume back to the business once they fully recovered. Certain protocols and procedures need to be in place as far as when those things happen to once again prevent inequality. Okay, so when it comes down to unequal contributions, when it's not clear and you're signing a contract that is, you know, not in its best entirety, a lot of times, you know, it leads to business partners feeling unsatisfied and unhappy. And sometimes that can ruin friendships. Okay, moving along. Not hiring for help. When people are so tight with the money, especially not-for-profit organizations, when you are given a contract and there is money that needs to be spent, especially for employment, and when you don't utilize those funds for whatever reason and you don't necessarily get the help or expertise to help the business to flow and grow, sometimes it could backfire and become stifling, and it could cause inability with the growth in numbers of the organization because there is lack thereof, you know. So at the end of the day, you know, you want to be able to, if you are a small business owner or not-for-profit organization, you want to be mindful of the people that you do hire and the contract distributions that you have. You want to be able to be mindful of an even distribution and a flow of a constant cycle of money coming in, and you know, things are being built and things are expanding and growing. So when you're not conscious of those things, it can cause, you know, stagnation and, you know, current employees to feel overworked, hypothetically, okay? And then sometimes in business partnerships and why people split is because differing visions. Both parties may have different goals and aspirations as far as when it comes down to what they see for the business that they have together or working together to build. They may have different ideologies or ideas on how the business can be conducted, and sometimes they may clash heads as far as, you know, implementing and, you know, being in agreement with bringing about a business being a certain particular way. Okay, so that's something to keep in mind and to be mindful of when it comes down to why some business partners split in the first place, particularly for nonprofit organizations and businesses. Now, some of the reasons why business partners reunite is due to the promising business proposals and frequent profits, especially for-profit organizations. And what that looked like is, a lot of times when business partners get together, it's because there's a long-term history of trust and respect. Okay? Trust and respect. So, business partners must be able to trust the decision-making, the temperament, the vision, and competence of their partners, and vice versa. In addition to ensuring to respect one another's abilities, expertise, and personality. Okay, so now, moving along, each partner has similar values and shared goals. And the main focus is to make a profit and maximize shareholders' wealth. Or however, on the contrary, partners are more concerned about corporate social responsibility status and puts profit making as a secondary objective. And that's in for-profit organizations. Okay. And another factor why some business partners reunite is because of long-term stability, increase in customer service, and business credibility and image. These are the reasons why business partners come together and reunite on, you know, when they come together for these reasons. So according to Profit Company, Firms need a wealth of knowledge, and the knowledge comes in a bounty with strategic partnership and agreements. And that goes along with access to knowledge, in which why some for-profit organizations and business partners come together, because they need that. In addition to Benjamin Franklin quote, where he says an investment in knowledge pays the best interest. Okay, so these are some of the reasons why some people, some business partners reunite, and some of the conflicts of why some business partners split in a not-for-profit organization. Okay, now this wasn't supposed to be all politics. This is just something that was a part of the category of why do people return to relationships from their past. Okay, so that was just business related. Okay, now we're going to move along to family relationships. Okay, so family relationships, open quote, will be, it's better to tear down pride than to tear down close relationships. Now, some families are hypothetically ruined, perhaps over the selfishness and toxic indulgence of a family member behavior and decisions, which in actuality affects the entire family as a whole in different capacity. It could be emotional, physical, or mental. Okay, so one of the highlights could be disagreements, such as inheritance, choice of partner, addiction issues, or divorce. Okay, another factor that can cause families to split is becoming estranged with each other. The estrangement might culminate around stressful periods where, you know, family starts to feel like strangers, and, you know, it just feels like it's work rather than comfort coming together as a whole, you know, because one family member may not like another, and another family member may not like another, and one group of family member are teaming up against another family member. It's just so chaotic and confusing. Okay, sometimes these things can happen because of little minute things that are insignificant. Okay, another factor is crippling addiction, which I did mention, such as addiction to drugs, sex, or alcohol. These things can cause tremendous, tremendous setbacks in family dynamics and things of that sort. And why family members split, you know, because they don't, maybe because there's not a genuine authenticity and love in the family dynamic. And sometimes, you know, it takes a lot to get back to rekindling that family dynamic. And sometimes it's usually the grandparents or great grandparents that usually keep the family together. And it's like sometimes once the grandparents or the great grandparents pass on, it's like that family value and that comfort dissipates. And that's the sad part about it, you know. And it's like, why can't, you know, family members stay together in spite of just having that grandparent or that great-grandparent keeping a family together? There should be a mutual bond amongst each other. Uncles, aunts, cousins, you know, step cousins, whatever the case might be, there should be a mutual bond of respect between each other, to where you find it comforting. You find it uplifting to just come together and just have that ambiance of family and, you know, security, that safety, you know, that feeling of being together and being happy, having conversations, being able to help one another, having a financial and economic plan with each other, as far as being able to make sure no family member are homeless or going without, but have that support, that genuine support and love for family. And even if you don't have that financial and economic background to help your family, at least you have that love. At least the love and the support is there. You know, sometimes we need to just reestablish those things back into our family dynamic, okay? Now, some of the reasons why families reunite is because of tragedy or sudden wealth with the family member. I know it sucks, but at the end of the day, realistically, this is why some family members do come together. together, especially if you haven't spoken to a relative in a long time and they find out that you're famous or that you got a little bit of bread, coins, or how they call it, ducats. When they find that you got those things, that's when they all want to come out of the woodwork and want to be all in, you know, your life and this, that, the third, because some either want to mooch off of you or some people just want to be an opportunist, you know, and come up off of what you have. And sometimes when you realize those things and you sit back and you say, damn, I really thought this family relative really loved me for me. I really thought this relative was really for me, but they really not. And sometimes that's a hard, rude awakening. And that's one of the reasons why some family members were split, because of the value. The value is in moral. It's no morals there, you know? So at the end of the day, you know, when you realize that, okay, these are all unhealthy aspects of why family members may come together, as far as because you got a lick or whatever, or I don't mean to say a lick like you're a criminal, but like say like... like you won the lottery or something, or you came against someone invested in you, and you know, you just took off, like you just made a lot of money, you become very wealthy. You know, family members do come out the world work for healthy or unhealthy reasons. Okay, so now with that being said, okay, some families reunite because they realize life is too short to hold unresolved grudges towards one another. And another factor in that being is when a family or relative passes away, especially if that person was of a value. You know, everyone loved that family member, and you know, everyone felt that love and that bond to that relative, you know. So when that person is gone, sometimes, you know, the relatives around them begin to realize, okay, what are we arguing for? What are we going through all of these things for? It makes no sense. Here, you know, we had the backbone of our family gone, you know, and they just passed on to, you know, to the next life. You know, but at the end of the day, how are we going to continue on their legacy by staying together, sticking together, and, you know, implementing their rule of what they had, of what family was all about, and how we felt like family when this person was alive, you know? So I'm just giving a hypothetical scenario of why some people reunite in family, you know, dynamics. And, you know, when people realize that all of their pettiness and grudges, all of that need to just go out the window. And it takes that one relative, you know, passing on for, you know, siblings or uncles and aunts to realize that whatever they feel doesn't really matter. It's the love at the end of the day, and that y'all all are blood. It shouldn't have to be no situation where they say, oh, water is thicker than blood. Blood should actually be thicker than water, than the friends that are around you. And even in the friends that you do have, you can't even trust. So with the little family or big family that you have, why not make that blood thicker and be able to trust one another, because y'all both have the same blood running through your vein, like literally from the same heritage, from the same, you know, lineage. You have the same blood versus someone who don't share the same blood with you, but bleed like you do. Yes. But at the end of the day, why not reestablish that bond with one another, you know, and put the pettiness to the side? Okay, another reason why some families reunite is because they want to start a business, a small pops business, or some of them want to be able to purchase property together to be able to pass on to their families as, you know, time go on. And then some reunite because they want to implement healing and forgiveness within a family dynamic as a whole. Okay, so yes. So this is some of the reasons why some families are split and some of the reasons why some families come together. Okay, so now that I talked about business-to-business relationships and family relationships, I'm going to talk about friendships and romantic relationships, but we're going to take a break.
La 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 us, but not all of our cards down on the table, knowing there's no way that you'll be able to win this one. But she's somebody else in the making. First, she just gotta stop all the faking, and she'll be there. But she's wondering if it's gonna feel like she's forever. Wondering if it's gonna feel like she's forever. She leaves her safe space. She leaves her safe space. Wondering if it is forever, or is there some place that will make her feel better? Make her feel better.
Okay, and I am back. So I'm gonna talk about friendships and romantic relationships. Okay, so when we talk about friendships, I'm opening with, a man's friendship is one of the best measures of his worth, and that is by Charles Darwin. Okay, so some friendships grow apart due to misunderstandings, unresolved issues, death, circumstantial changes, and relocating. You know? So when we break that down, so let's say sometimes, and most times, when friendships do grow apart, you know, you realize that meeting each other, or when you set a time and date for you guys to meet each other, it feels like work rather than fun. That's one of the signs. Or sometimes you might feel disinterested in the same or similar activities. And the more and more you guys come together, the more and more you realize what you guys don't like versus what you guys do like together. And that's the first sign of growing apart from a friend. Okay. And then let's say, for example, your main friend that you always hang out with have friends. And, you know, the friends or group that your main friend hang out with, you might feel excluded from because you might not feel a connection to them, but you feel somewhat of a connection to your main friend. So sometimes one of the telltale signs of, you know, you're growing apart from your friendship is when you feel excluded from their friendship group, okay? That's one of the signs that you realize that, okay, we're growing apart, you know? And then sometimes when that main friend or that friend feels like they're being replaced with another friend, you know, that's another sign or telltale sign that you can tell that you're growing apart from your friend, is when you feel like you're being replaced in the friendship. Okay. Now, some of the reasons why some friendships are rekindled are due to each person's shared memories, reaching out to a long-lost friend, or collective effort to reestablish the bond. So a lot of times what happens is that, you know, in those situations where you haven't seen the person or spoken to the person in a long time, and you just get this feeling that, oh, okay, like nothing has changed, even though you guys haven't spoken or seen each other in a minute, but the vibe, the love is just there. That friendship that you have with them is still there. So the same thing that you guys used to do, such as plan a fun date to meet each other, you know, those things go without feeling like it's work. It's actually fun and something to look forward to with your friend, because you guys have an unbreakable bond, you know, and those things happen sometimes when you contact a long lost friend, you know, and it's not one of those awkward situations. Another factor is that you guys get to, you have the opportunity to connect on a deeper level, because even when you guys, you know, don't speak in a long time or haven't been around each other, life has happened to the both of you guys. And once you catch up on certain, you know, events that taking place in your life, it's mind-boggling or it's surprising for the both of you, you know, or more, you know, when you able to connect on a deeper level and see how each of you lives have changed over time. Okay, and then at times in that particular moment, you can reestablish accountability in your friendship, to whereas instead of you guys drifting apart again, but that y'all make it an effort that, okay, every Friday or every Sunday, we're going to contact each other, or once a month, or every, you know, once a week, you know, like I said, on a Friday or Sunday, we'll call each other just to check in on each other, just to see how each other's doing. That is accountability, and that's how some friendships are maintained. Okay, so now that I talked about friendships and why some of them are disintegrated and why some come together after a long period of time, now I'm going to talk about romantic relationships. And I'm going to open with, our love will protect us like an armor and heal our wounds like medicine. This is something for those couples who are together. You need to learn something from that quote. And I will repeat that just one more time for, you know, wisdom's sake. Okay, it says our love will protect us like an armor. And that's if it's real love. And heal our wounds like medicine. Not the type of revengeful medicine where you like, oh, I'm going to give that person a taste of their own medicine. Bittersweet. No, medicine that is healing for each other and not so combative and disoriented. You understand? And not having that type of love where you say, oh, I love them, but I don't like them. No, you genuinely like them and you genuinely love them. Both. And it's not a love-hate relationship. No, no. Okay? So, some relationships end because of lack of love, respect, and value in a relationship. And of course, it could be due to circumstances such as infidelity, unhealed childhood wounds and traumas, domestic abuse, unfortunate situations or circumstances, and lack of commonalities in relationship. These are all of the underlying reasons why some relationships end because of those circumstantial issues at stake. Okay? So, but most of all, as I said, is that it's due to lack of love, respect, and value. Those are the key things that I said of why relationships do end. Okay? Now, moving along to why some, you know, are rekindled. So some relationships are rekindled as mutual friendships, or sometimes it's rekindled after a long period of time of being apart. You know how they say, oh, you realize you love a person, or the heart grows fonder when you are apart from the person, right? That's just a hypothetical quote. And then some people just realize that they have unconditional love for the person. Okay, so for example, both people may decide to heal their past and just leave the past in the past and moving along to the future and close that door with closure and looking forward to a brighter future. Those things do happen in particular. Now, another factor is realizing working through problems together is worth more than working through it alone. So when you guys work as a team and you know that there's a problem, you both work together to resolve it one by one. You understand? And then when it comes down to the reason why some relationships are rekindled is due to unconditional love and forgiveness. Because when you have an undying love for a person and, you know, no matter what happens in life, you always will love that person, whether you're with them or not, you know, you just find new levels and newfound ways of just loving. Loving not just that person, but loving yourself in particular. And understanding what unconditional love is. And knowing the difference that love is not conditional based off a person's appearance or what they could do for you. It's about intrinsic feelings and emotions. Things that are real on the inside that is intangible. You know, those things are what make, you know, a relationship between two people worthwhile. Okay, or not even just a relationship, but a union, very valuable. Okay, and then forgiveness, understanding that forgiveness is a cycle. It's you don't have to forget what had taken place, but the ability and having the power to forgive and to move along, you know, with your life is very powerful. Some people say forgive, but don't forget. You know, it's okay to not forget because you want to be able to wisen up from the situation and be empowered to how, you know, thinking about ways of how you won't put yourself back in a predicament where things like that have to happen. You understand? But you want to always keep a compassionate heart as a man and as a woman when it's needed, okay? And then the last thing is when, you know, people, I did mention that sometimes people rekindle their relationship through a mutual friendship by redefining the companionship that they had to one another. Okay, so with that being said, that is the end of the show on why do people return to relationships from the past. And as I said, I divided it into three categories. I talked about business to business relationships, family relationships, friendships, and romantic relationships. And I kept it short and sweet for you guys. And once again, Happy New Year's, ladies and gentlemen, because I know I keep on saying guys, so do forgive me. You know, it's just a figure of speech, you know, faux pas, and when people talk. But thank you for listening to The Memoirs of Her. Now, once again, happy new year. Bye-bye.